not sure where your respective stock picks emanate from this evening. Rikus, is it local or global?
Look, let's concentrate on global because I still think that the local market has great potential. But the one thing to concentrate on is that the dividend is sustainable, that it's not under pressure. So in that sense, I would tend to go for a global or mostly global stock that just happens to be listed here. And British American Tobacco is, to me, an obvious choice. In other words, a stable industry, I think it's undervalued relative to its peers, and I don't think that dividend is in any danger. And it's pretty good historic, I think about 4.5% at the moment.
Okay. In your books, Jean-Pierre, what are we looking at this evening?
As my stock pick tonight, Alicia, I'm picking a Danish pharmaceutical company called Novo Nordisk. They are the world leaders when it comes to insulin. So for people who have diabetes, and we know that people still like their sugar, especially in the more Western countries, developed markets. So Novo Nordisk are making a lot of money through selling effectively insulin. And they're also now involved in COVID research. And while most pharmaceutical companies that are involved with COVID research, their share prices have gone a bit silly, Novo Nordisk is still at a reasonable price, I would say. So between the core business of insulin to fight diabetes and the new businesses like COVID research and testing, which could be very beneficial to them, my stock pick is Novo Nordisk.
I must say, Jean-Pierre, you always give me a fair share of homework when we wrap up these stock picks on a Friday afternoon. So thanks for that. Thank you both for having joined me on the line this evening. Of course, Jean-Pierre Fester from Protea Capital Management and Rikus Reardens from PSG Wealth Santon as well. Julieta will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening. We'll be right back.